In 1943, the only offensive action possible against Hitler's army in Northern Europe was an aerial bombing campaign. The U.S. Army Air Forces were based in England, gathering strength and learning how to fight an aerial war, which involved hundreds of aircraft and thousands of men. A bomber crew had to complete 25 missions before their combat tour was over and they could come home. At that time, the odds were that a crew would survive about 8 or 9 missions before they were shot down. If they were lucky, they parachuted to Earth and escaped. But often they were captured and sent to prison camps. Tens of thousands of airmen were killed 5 miles above the Earth. In his book, Fall of Fortresses, Elmer Ben Diener describes the route all the way back to England from a very tough bombing mission over Germany with smoke columns of fallen fortresses, each carrying 10 men. That single mission lost 60 bombers, 600 men. One American Air Base commander ordered that all new bomber crews had to be photographed before their first mission. Many were killed before he had a chance to meet them, and he wanted a record of the men he sent into combat. Legendary film director William Wyler went to England to make a documentary about the aerial bombing campaign in 1943. The Army Air Forces chose as the subject the Memphis Belle because it was about to finish 25 missions. Wyler flew on 2 missions doing the filming himself, along with a colleague cameraman and another bomber. That film was released in 1944 and showed the home front something they had not seen, the realities of aerial war where Americans were dying in the stratosphere. In 1991, Wyler's daughter Catherine made a feature film called Memphis Belle, starring among others John Lithgow, who grew up in Yellow Springs, and Harry Connick Jr. After the war ended, the Belle was flown to the city of Memphis on loan. She sat derelict for decades. In 2005, the National Museum of the United States Air Force brought her back to Dayton, this time on flatbed trucks, where she is being completely restored. The museum thought it may take 10 years to complete. That project and your opportunity to see the Belle come back to life are now in jeopardy due to governmental budget cuts. For WYSO, this is Dan Patterson wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.